again, remembering his throat.
Because of friend.
What is look? Hi.
Kriti sadhya. Kriti sadhya bhavet sadhya bhavasa sadhana vidha nitya siddhasya bhavasya prakritam riddhi sadhyata.
Kriti sadhya bhavet sadhya bhavasa sadhana vidha nitya siddhasya bhavasya prakritam riddhi sadhyata.
Kriti sadhya bhavet sadhya.
A shlok kalkar janna chuno.
Kriti sadhya bhavet sadha bhavasa sadhana vidha nitya siddhasya bhavasya prakritam riddhi sadhyata.
Kriti sadhya bhavet sadhya
bhavasa
sadhana vidha nitya siddhasya bhavasya prakartam kriti sam riddhi sam sadhyata.
More
clear.
What it meaning?
It's about. I didn't study yesterday this sloka, but it's about.
You have not studied.
It's about sadhya to.
This means the definition of sadhan bhakti. Means that sadhan bhakti is the engagement of the mind and senses in the limbs of bhakti, such as shravan, kirtan, vishnu smaran, parasev, anachanam, vandanam, sakyam, dasyam, atmani vedanam. Means that nitya siddhasya bhavasya means this with the aim of bhav bhakti. This sadhan bhakti has to have the aim of bhav bhakti.
Why sadhan bhakti should be done?
To purify the heart so that by the mercy of nitya siddha this bhav can manifest.
The aim and object of sadhan bhakti will be what?
Bhav bhakti.
Otherwise?
No sadhan.
No sadhan. But one question comes. What is sadhan bhakti? What sadhan bhakti is called?
What is called?
You should know what is bhakti.
Anya bilasita sunyam.
Understand? And how to sadhan that bhakti?
Anya bilasita
how to practice
is sadhan bhakti. It has some relation, all relation with
Annabhilasita
Sundam, this Uttama Bhakti. This Uttama Bhakti is called also Prem, Mahabhav, Sneha, other things. So how to do sadhan that Uttama Bhakti will come? For this what is done, it is called sadhan bhakti. But when sadhan bhakti, when the aim and object will be that I will
achieve
have bhav bhakti, then otherwise never. But you should also know that prakattam riddhi sadhyata
means nitya siddhasya bhavasya, means this bhav is eternally present in the heart.
By sadhan you cannot make a new thing. What is there,
in the heart,
only you will realize.
Manifest.
Nitya siddha Krishna prem sadhya kabunai.
Shravanadi
siddha chitte koriya.
What means? Meaning?
Sadhan bhakti is only performed to attain bhav bhakti. Then only it is called sadhan bhakti. And bhakti is that which is described by
what I told you will have to tell. Uttama bhakti, prema bhakti is annabhilasita. To attain that mode, what is done by these
by indriya, by senses.
Atma you don't know.
Okay.
So by these
senses,
savanam,
kirtanam,
smaranam,
badanam,
Padasevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Sakyam, Atmanam. By this, what will be the result?
Then the Nitya Siddha Bhav, which is already in the heart, it will manifest.
Sadhana Bhakti is that practice by which we engage the mind, senses, all limbs of the body in the angas of pure bhakti, such as Shravan Kirtanam, Smaranam, Vandanam, Darshan Sakyam, Atmanivedanam, in order to achieve that bhav which is already within our heart,
yeah,
and which will be manifested if we engage ourselves to obtain Uttama Bhakti, as described in Anna Bilasita Sunyam Jnana Karmadiya Navrita Manya Anukulaina Krishna Anushilana.
What is Bhav Bhakti?
Bhav?
What is it?
Suddha Sattva Visheshatma Prema Suryam Sasamya Bhak Ruchibis Chitta Masrinya Kridaso Bhava Uchate.
Shuddha Sattva Visheshatma Prema Suryam Susamya Bhak Ruchi Bhishchitta Marshanya Kridaso Bhava Uchate.
Suddha Sattva Visheshatma Prema Suryam Susamya Bhak Ruchi Bhishchitta Marshanya Kridaso Bhava Uchate.
You remember?
No, but Kriti Sadhu.
Right.
I hear your.
Tomorrow this will come.
Okay.
People always quote
and
this one.
Yes.
Remember explanation of this.
But Gurudev, I have a question. If the jiva soul has no relation with this body, then how by engaging the body can we purify the soul?
Oh, what telling?
If the jivatma has no relation with this body, then how by using this body can he realize who he really is, atma? Sadhana Bhakti, engaging the body.
Bolche atma sanga shorir kono sambandho nai.
You know or not, there is relation. Now, soul is there inside, super soul also. But we have forgotten this. We know and we are hearing, but no realization of this. We know that we are not body, but yet. So what we have now, by this we should engage all these senses, which we call now myself, my mind, my ears, my nose, my mouth, all, we should engage. This is Shabda.
And Gurudev, this is God's arrangement. This is arrangement of Krishna, human form of life, that we can realize our relationship.
And do the mind and senses, they become spiritual?
Eh?
Mind and senses become spiritual.
No. We'll have to give up here. And soul will come.
Soul
and soul
own
has
senses.
Everything.
He has own senses.
He has nose, he has eyes, he has ears, he is very beautiful form, all the quality. It will come. No need of this sense, mind, body and everything. Gross or material?
Or subtle?
Subtle.
Understand? Once upon a time, when Mahabharata Yudha, battle of Mahabharata, was finished. Understand?
Mahabharata?
The
battle of Mahabharata, all the war was finished.
Kauro Pandava Yudha. Battle. Duryodhana and his 100 brothers were
killed.
Bhisham Pitama, Drona, Karna, Dushasana, all were killed. Then Arjuna and Bhim began to fight themselves. Arjun was telling that I have killed all. Bhisham Pitama, Karna,
and other so many Maharathi. And his Bhim began to tell, I am the cause of winning this battle. I have killed 100 brothers of Duryodhan and others. If I was not in battle, you cannot. And Arjun was telling that I have done without me.
You cannot do it.
This battle was not never been. Then Krishna told, oh, there was a son of Ghatokar. Has a son, Ghatokchak. And Ghatokchak has a son named Kire?
Barbarik.
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 His name was Barbarik. Before battle of Mahabharata, Barbarik came. Why you are collecting so many
soldiers?
I will annul this whole
army.
Even Kaurav Pandav, even whole. Krishna, how you can? Then he took his bow and arrow and take flower and from bow and arrow in Duryodhan and all Pandavas, everyone, that flower came to their heart.
Make one sign.
Oh. You should know Barbari told.
Barbari.
Then Krishna
Barbari
told that, oh, he may kill all.
No, he told that I am shooting this. To whom I can kill, that flower sign will be there.
He can also kill them. So they believe that, oh, he is. Then Krishna cut his head by his Sudarshan chakra. He told that, why you kill me? Anyhow, I want to see the battle. I want to see that who is prominent. So keep my head on the
top of a mountain.
Top of any mountain.
I can see.
And it was clear. Then when it was finished battle, and Bhim and Arjun were
fighting,
then Krishna called Barbari, not that head.
They went.
And the head was brought. And he told Barbari, you should tell them who had won the battle. Who was
Bhim or Arjun?
Prominent.
Greatest fighter. Then he told that, I saw that anyone is not
fighting.
Warrior.
Prominent fighter. I saw that only Krishna was doing everything. He has killed Duryodhan and all. He has killed
Karna, Dushasana,
Bhishma
Pitamaha, Dronacharya,
Bhisham Pitamaha,
Dronacharya.
Cannot.
None can kill them.
Only Krishna has done, I saw.
Shakuni.
Then Arjun and Bhim became silent. What meaning?
Krishna is the doer.
Without Krishna.
We think that we are very expert. Really not. Because Krishna wants to take some service, we should always do
this.
So any kind of ghamand kivale.
Pride.
Proud.
False ego.
False ego. So that comes, that I am hero. So many hero came and went. Always be very polite. Very number of Tina Dapi Suni Chena Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Always try to follow this. Always remember. When false ego comes, at once remember this and subside. Gaur Pramanand. You know Upadeshamrita, all this know?
Not all.
Rupa Goswami?
Only 12.
Beginning to end?
Not all.
He's
And also Manashiksha.
We did in Hawaii.
Top to bottom. Two things. And third, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Shikshastra. You should remember. I will discuss anything.
That's about
this is instruction of Prabhupada Bhaktisiddhanta to his disciple.
Yeah.
That they know these three things, they must, Sadhaka must know these
Sri Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Prabhupada, he has given this
Siksha.
Teaching to all that we should know Upadeshamritam, Manashiksha and Shikshastra.
I also.
Now you're giving to us.
I also tell all. I when came, first I remembered three things. First, Manashiksha, Upadeshamritam first, then Manashiksha and then
Shikshastra.
Shikshastra. And its meaning, its explanation. Bhakti Vinod Thakur has written Upadeshamrita Bhashyam. I have
English also.
English?
Yes. Manashiksha also.
What is Jutsa? Manbe, Krodhbe, Jivabe, Udarbe, Upastabe. He has written all definitions.
You have done Sikshashtakam. Sikshashtak, you have done also in English.
Yes.
Have you checked after this? Don't
Pramanande. If you will